Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Wait till they get a load of me.
Yes, Tina Weymouth, Chris Frantz, and the Tom Tom Club. ask the musical question, who wants an ugly girl?
Hey, I'm game.
I, being Mike Gold, this being Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine for a Labor Day weekend, for this Labor Day weekend, no less. And just in case somebody out there did something really, really stupid, I need to come clean. I'm taping this one early because I'm just headed back from Baltimore if everything went right. And if everything went wrong, I probably had to head back from Baltimore a lot earlier. Nonetheless, tonight we have, you know what we have. You're not going to be able to stay in your chair. That's what we have. Plus, we have a set so sweet that you, even if you're strong and healthy, may wind up in a diabetic coma. Yeah, that's how we play the game here at Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. And we're going to start it all off with Miss Mary Ann and the Ragtime right here on the Interdimensional Multiverse's True Pop Culture Channel, GetThePointRadio.com.
Well, I don't want no man to be a watchdog over me. Well, I don't want no man to be a watchdog over me. Well, I don't want a man who runs around peeping when he ought to be home and is a bit asleep. And I don't want no man to be a watchdog. And call on a friend without you asking me where I've been. You never give me a chance to be all alone. You're just like a dog watching a bone. And I don't want no man to be a watchdog over me. Well, I don't want no man to be a watchdog over me. Well, I don't want a man who runs around peeping when he ought to be home and is a bit asleep. About the things you've heard. Gonna rock my baby tonight. Ah, look your way out now.
my babe tonight. Biscuits, wet shoes, old blue jeans. Whenever we dance, I'm rockin' on green. Gonna rock my babe tonight. Gonna rock my babe tonight. Brand new box playing and the gang starts playing. Gonna rock my babe tonight. Gonna rock my babe tonight. Gonna rock my babe tonight. Gonna play the rock cola and drink Coca-Cola. Gonna rock my babe tonight.
Damn it! Pick up You better pick your undertaker, 'cause they're already digging your grave.
Won't you take me away from here, so I'm never
Yeah, I admit it. I miss her. Katie Sagal. Sons of Anarchy, Futurama. I always wanted to see those two characters cross over somehow. I mean, they can do it. They can do animated and live action. They do it all the time. I wonder what a conversation between the two of them would sound like. I wonder who'd get shot at the end. Ah, well, that was Son of a Preacher Man. That was Katie Sagal and the Four Strangers. Before that, we had Norah Jones, Take It Back, preceded by the Dixie Chicks, Sin Wagon, and before that, Marty Brom, Mean. I met her. She's not mean. Actually, she's quite delightful. Laverne Baker was there before Marty in almost every sense of the term. Hey Memphis and Joss Stone teamed up with Melissa Etheridge for a tribute to Janis Joplin. Cry Baby, Take Another Piece of My Heart. And before that, Laura Lee Perkins, Gonna Rock My Baby Tonight. Hey, I'm available. And we opened with Miss Mary Ann and the Ragtime Watchdog. And there was an ugly one in the bunch. Take that, Tom Tom Club. We got some classics for you coming up. I mean, real classics, but for something a little newer just to get you in the mood. What am I babbling about? I'll have to ask me in a about 8 seconds.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the Point Radio!
I wrote this song about musicians. You know, sometimes musicians gotta play when they're not wanted. Oh, I know you might find that hard to believe, but that's true. Let's say you said no more Friday night. The fella at the bar say, hey, weren't you here last Friday night? He say, yeah, I was here last Friday night. He say, I didn't like you. Under your breath, you go, well, that makes us even. But you keep on sitting up. And you feel a little tap on your shoulder. You turn around, and there's this woman. She got on more makeup than five drag queens in West Hollywood. And she say, are you loud? You say, McLeod. Are you loud? Oh, no. We ain't loud, just a acoustic bass and a guitar. Mm-hmm. Is that a speaker? Well, that's an amplifier. You see, we use that so we can hear ourselves while you all are enjoying your dinners and your libations, your conversation, and watching television. I think you're loud. I'm going to tell the manager you're loud. Well, you had enough then. That's when you tell her, madam, compared to your makeup, we're mute. She says, well, I never. You say, well, maybe you should. Had to write this song. Ain't it rough? Well, I'm working in this country bar, picking nothing new on my guitar, and I was really thinking, I ain't getting too far. And this fella having a couple of beers says, son, when you get done, come over here. I'm gonna tell you how to be a star. Well, first you need a will of steel, a genuine country feel. By the way, you know song by George Jones? Well, I found my way to start to play. He stopped loving her today. When I got to the bandstand, that man was gone. Ain't it rough? Ain't it tough? Yeah, when you're doing all you can, but it ain't enough. I know it's rough. I know it's tough. When you're doing all you can, but it ain't enough. Well, I was working in this Holiday Inn. I was playing bad music and watching Sin, but I don't mind telling you, the pay was all right. But I had to wear this tight pink suit that the leader of the band, he thought was cute. I got nervous sitting down every night. I'm picking guitar and handling lights, and I'm gonna tell you I was doing all right, but I felt some trouble when this drunk kept coming on. I said, excuse me, man, I got a cue. He said, is that more important than me talking to you? I said, it's something I gotta do, don't get me wrong.
Well, he got mad, started raising sand, swung at me, hit the leader of the band, they gave me a slip, mashed my soup, I'm gone. Ain't it rough? Ain't it tough?
It's tough.
When you're doing all you can, but it ain't enough.
Yeah.
I know it's rough.
It's rough.
I know it's tough.
Yeah, it's
tough. Ooh, when you're doing all you can, but it ain't enough. Well, my girlfriend called me lazy. She said, didn't you get a trade in the Navy? Get a straight job. Things will be better, you'll see. Well, I figured she had a point. Because all I've been working is joints. So goodbye nightlife and hello straight life for me. I've got me a suit and tie, packed my resumes with a whole bunch of lies, and I headed downtown to start my new life. Well, I looked around and I got a job. And I'm gonna tell you, I was working hard, but that girl I've been talking about, she became my wife. Now, she wanted me to bring home the bacon, but the part of the pig I got was still aching. And when I came home one night, that girl was gone. So I picked up my guitar, and I realized you don't gotta be no star. That's why I'm here in this bar singing this song. Ain't it rough? Ain't it tough? Ooh, when you're doing all you can, but it ain't enough. I know it's rough. I know it's tough. When you're doing all you can, but it ain't enough. When you're doing all you can, but it ain't enough.
Time. waste of time.
Built like this, from over, built like that. The way I'm built, now don't you call me fat, because I'm built for comfort. I ain't built for speed. And I got everything that the little girls need. You know I don't have diamonds, I don't have gold. I got a lot of love to satisfy. Why it's so? Because I'm built for comfort. I ain't built for speed. And I got everything that the little girl needs. like this, some folks are built like that. The way I'm built, why don't you call me fat? They call some built for comfort. Little girls like this, some folks are built like that. The way I'm built, I don't you call me fat, because I'm built for comfort. I ain't built for speed. And I got everything that the little girl needs. You know I don't have diamonds, I don't have gold. I got a lot of love to satisfy. Because I'm built for comfort, I ain't built to be. And I got everything that the little girls need.
When
Doug McLeod opened with Ain't It Rough, and then we went to Big Mama Thornton, Jail, and then we went over to the master of the blues, the greatest writer, the greatest producer, one of the greatest musicians, Mr. Willie Dixon. He was hanging out with his Chicago All-Stars, bunch of guys from the Chess days where he was A&R. That's Built for Comfort. He was. Bessie Smith followed with See If I Care and the most incredible harmonica player the world has ever known, Little Walter Duke. Okie dokie, I said we were going to have a really sweet set, and it is. It's so damn sweet your teeth are going to fall out. Honest. Nonetheless, I think you're going to enjoy it. Let's find out. Ainsley Dunbar's going to start it off, but first, we're going to shout at you.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point!
Take off your slippers, let me hold you.
sure swim. If you can make it, break it, baby, that's right. If you can be free, you never satisfy me. Get back where you once belong. Sugar on the line, sugar on the line. Make it, mama, make it taste so fine. Sugar on the line, sugar on the line. Make it, mama, make it taste so fine. Don't call me sugar till you've done your time.
Some troubles, but they won't last. I'm gonna lay right down here in the grass, and pretty soon all my troubles will pass. 'Cause I'm in sugar town. I never had a dog that liked me some. Never had a friend or wanted one. So I just lay back and laugh at the sun. 'Cause I'm in sugar town. Yesterday it rained in Tennessee. I heard it also rained in Tallahassee. But not a drop fell on little old me, 'cause I was in sugar town. If I had $1 million or ten, I'd give it to you world and then. You'd go away and let me spend my life in sugar town.
The street, boy, she's fine from her head to her feet. Sugar, come go home with me. Roses red and violets are blue, sugar sweet and so are you. Sugar, come go home with me. They say you're the best little dancer in town. You rock and roll till the sun goes down. Sugar, come go home with me. When I see you coming down the street, my knees start shaking and my heart skips a beat. Sugar, come go home with me. I like the way you smile, the way you walk, the way you look, and the way you talk. Sugar,
come go home with me. Way down south at harvest time, people up and down the line, smell that kettle piping hot. Just a little bit will hit the spot. Put it in your coffee, put it in your tea, sprinkle it on your pastry. Serve it white and serve it brown. Uh-huh. A little sugar, yeah. A little sugar makes your day complete. Uh-huh. A little sugar, yeah. A little sugar, well, it ain't nothing but sweet. Right on the cheek, uh-huh.
And that was our sweet set. You might want to check your blood sugar out right now. It could be running a bit high. That last tune, I'm sure you recognized, but it was a somewhat different version. That's because the Rolling Stones, when they did this version of Brown Sugar, added one guy. They added Eric Clapton. Interesting choice. Before those guys, Marsha Ball gave us the Sugar Boogie. Before that, not the sugar you were expecting. That was Chuck Willis, and yes, it predates Don Kushner. And before Chuck, we had Nancy Sinatra, Sugar Town. And before Nancy, there was, yeah, you guessed it, Chico and Harpo, two of the four Marx Brothers. Actually, there were five. One was on stage, never made it to the screen. And that was the classic Sugar in the Morning from the movie Monkey Business. And before that, probably the biggest hit of the set, Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs, Sugar Shack. I read in, like, some pompous critic was saying that that was a euphemism for a whorehouse. And every time I hear it, I go back and I listen, I go, yeah, maybe. The Frantic Flintstones came in before that with Sugar Daddy. And we opened with the Ainsley Dunbar Retaliation, Sugar on the Line. Alrighty, this time around, we're going to do something that we did last time around. Last time we did a relatively long set, you know, sort of average for us, consisting of just three tracks, and not necessarily quite in the same genre, but they all fit beautifully, I thought. Let's see if I can repeat it. We're going to surprise you with some surprising Bo Diddley again, and we're going to move on from there, and we're going to start moving in eight.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point. Do you catch up?
trying to come out and told me you don't want me around. You're tired of me, baby. Can't be seen with no clown. You say you got a new band set to take my place. Had the disrespect to flaunt it in my face. Now you come and tell me, oh, that was way back when. You think you might do better, take you back again. I'll take you back. Yeah, I'll take you back. When rattlesnakes have knees and money grows on trees, I'll take you back. Whatever your little heart desire, baby, I do mean little. All you had to do was say, yeah. Hell, I'd come up with it, darling. I'd have come up with it some old kind of way. You know, but I guess for some people, kind ain't no way to be. You took my kindness for weakness, baby. Walked all over me. And now you come and tell me you might have made a mistake. I know that. You're hoping and praying that it's not too late. I'll take you back. Yeah, I'll take you back. When rats learn how to fly and winos don't get high, I'll take you back. Take it on back. I'll take you back. sun refuse to shine. And murder ain't a crime. I'll take you back. Yes, yeah, sure, I'll take you back. Just not at this particular point in time. I'll take you back, baby, when no means yes and more means less. When ice is hot and fire is not, I'll take you back, baby. When water ain't wet and Congress pays off the national debt, I'll take you back. No, really, I've been planning on it. I've been planning on it. I got it written down here somewhere. It said, take the bitch back. I know. Let me look at my calendar. I got it written down here somewhere. It's, man, not there in law. No, not in law. No, that whole month. No, I can't do that yet. Let me look at 2026. I tell you what, the 12th of never would be good for me. Have your people call my people, and I'll take you back. I'll take you back, baby. When Bootsy ain't funky and King Kong ain't a monkey, I'll take you back, honey. When your mama's too tired to talk and the dead get up and walk, I'll take you back. I'll tell you when I'll take you back, honey. When they find the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, that would be a great time. I'll take you back, baby. When the preachers on TV start sending cash to me, I'll take you back right then. You can come on home. If you can wait that long.
Boy, those guys sure take their time applauding, don't they? It's like over 20 seconds. Ah, well, it's also like Led Zeppelin. You'd be applauding like a maniac, too. That was Dazed and Confused. And that was preceded by David Bromberg, I'll Take You Back. And we opened as promised with Bo Diddley, Dr. Jekyll. I like doing those long tracks, and we do a lot of that here at Weird Sounds Inside the Goldmine, because generally speaking, you don't hear the longer versions on radio, such as radio is, or even satellite radio or streaming services. This is the stuff that is so deep, you need the mole man to dig it out. Well, consider me your own personal mole man. I guess it's time for the big babble. It's hard for me to go kind of topical because I am recording this early. You know, lots of things can happen in the next week. Aliens could come down, abduct Donald Trump, and take him back home where he belongs. Oh, be still, my bleeding heart. I guess Ann Coulter could be on TV reading excerpts from her brand new book, Eldridge Cleaver Was Right. Rance Priebus could get arrested at an airport. Going through security, they discover that he's a robot, which explains the name. Strom Thurmond could come back from the grave just to tell his fellow Republicans, hey, idiots, you got it wrong. You can say all the racist shit you want, just don't say it's not racist. The people that find that shit groovy love being racists. As for the rest, well, who are you kidding? And doesn't the name alt-right sound like an Ayn Rand character? Yeah, it is. And don't you just love how, when he started to bring in money from the outside, from people and stuff, Donald Trump, who leases space in Trump Tower, New York, to his campaign, but they pay for it, which is fair, quadrupled the rent, which is not fair. It wasn't coming out of his pocket, it was coming out of the people's pocket. So, in the name of saving people money by getting himself elected, he's screwing you before he even becomes president. Jews have a saying for that. It's called chutzpah. It's entered our American lexicon. And despite the overwhelming racism and anti-Semitism of many of his supporters, of all that alt-right gang, You got to give the man credit. He's got chutzpah. And his supporters are just one hood away from that burning cross. Of course, your mileage may vary. Tweet me at Mike Gold and bitch about it if you want. Meanwhile, my boot heels must be wandering to Baltimore. We'll be back here next week, same batshit time, same batshit channel. This being Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine, me being Mike Gold. We're all at GetThePointRadio.com. And John Lee Hooker and Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, they're gonna teach us how to boogie.
I want to thank Mr. Tom Petty, too. Mr. Tom Petty, thank you for getting me up here. Thank you. We're going to do the boogie now. Everybody get up when I do the boogie. I Now, thank you. I wanna get Tom Petty some. Now, Tom, give me some. Now, Tom, give me some. Come on. Give me some. Yeah. Join the boogie. Hold on. Hey. Hey. Thank you. Get my hand. Thank you. Now, the 88 man, let's hear. Let me hear you. Do the boogie. We are doing the funk. Do the funk. Funk. All right, shit. Oh, shit. Do it. Give me some. Hey. Hey. Play it, man. Hey. Shout, baby. Baby, shout. Now shout, baby. Do the shout. Shout. Shake your body. Shout, baby. Shout. Shout. Shake your body. Shake it, baby. Shake. Hey. Yeah. Thank you.
Jolly Hooker.
Boys wouldn't have been so happy if they had chanced to look behind them, for at that moment, a scaly green hand was raising a strange weapon and pointing it right at their heads. Don't miss the next exciting episode.
Weird Sounds Inside the Goldmine.
This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
You bet my sweet ass.
Get the Point Radio.